sure what that entails, though.
In a house in Lydgate Gardens, neighbours said police smashed their way in and emerged carrying Sharon, who was last seen leaving Westmore Junior School in Dewsbury on the 19th of February. According to witnesses, Shannon was very calm and didn't look upset. A 39-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of abduction. Children returning home from schools in Shannon's Road, that didn't make any sense, mm-hmm. returning to their houses on Shannon's Road, were crying and hugging each other after hearing she'd been found. And Callie Brown, aged 8, who's in Shannon's class, said, "I was crying my eyes out. I have missed her loads." 10% of West Yorkshire Police's operational strength has been involved in the search, and it's been said that this was the biggest missing persons case they have undertaken since Hunt for the Yorkshire Ripper.
When was that then? Was that
when was the Yorkshire Ripper?
I think it was more than a couple of years ago.
Oh yeah, it was Yorkshire
massive.
Ago,
yeah, yeah. Well, that's good though that they've actually found under a divan. Well, yeah, that's I thought a divan was like a what are they called where you don't pick them up? They're just flat on
just
the floor.
Just a mattress.
Yeah.
But still, how would she be in the base of it? Like,
yeah,
even if it was a normal bed, how can you be in the base of a bed? I don't understand.
Mind you, it could be like an empty, you know, you have like an empty cardboard box and the mattress kind of sits on top of it. Yeah. That could be what it is. I mean, that's uncertain, but still a really strange place. I mean, they'll probably have to take her in and like check that, you know, she's all right and everything.
Yeah, she's with the police, so she's not like at home or anything yet.
So. Yeah. Oh, that's good news though. It's nice that the story has ended in that way.
For
yeah.
once, because there's always so many missing persons where
yeah.
it just ends in...
ends in tears yeah. for everyone. So... yeah, oh, great news.
Woo.
So Shannon has been found. Yeah, you're on a woo mood today. Well, I actually have something to take the woo off your lips, I'm afraid. With, and we determine we were going to do international news next, which is Tibet, news on Tibet. Many people taking gap years have travelled in Tibet, so I think it's probably quite relevant news for students. Yeah, the ongoing protests. According to reports from Tibet today, at least 2 people have been left dead and many more have been wounded in ongoing protests. The main city of Lhasa has been the hub of rallies and the destruction of Chinese properties and people. And rioters have apparently taken control of the city centre. I'm not sure what destruction of property people mean, destruction of Chinese people. I'm pretty sure the Chinese are okay, but Tibetan protesters have been shot by police. They've been firing live ammunition and the whole of Lhasa is apparently on lockdown. Yeah, the protest started earlier this week after a march marking the 49th anniversary of a Tibetan uprising. A number of Buddhist monks were arrested and their protests, which started with their fellow monks, have gathered momentum and the protesters want to be liberated from China's rule. So, yeah, this has been in the news recently, mainly because of Bjork's protest. She's on stage in China and she shouted Tibet against China's rule in Tibet. And also the Dalai Lama has he's made it clear he's the kind of exiled leader of Tibet. He's been exiled since 1959 when he fled. And he's been living outside Tibet and he said that he is going to be reincarnated outside Tibet. So the new Dalai Lama is going to be kind of... free of the Chinese oppression.
Oh, I see, because he's reincarnated into the next Dalai Lama.
Yeah, yeah, it's all reincarnated to the next Dalai Lama. So he's going to be born outside Tibet. So, yeah, and the Chinese media has apparently remained silent on this. They haven't been talking about it. Yeah, so that's sad news, and I think it's going to get worse. Like, it's been gathering momentum, and I don't think...
I can't see either side backing down.
Yeah, I think that the Chinese are enforcing really harsh measures, it seems, especially like firing live ammunition, but... I think Tibetans are really properly riled this time. But I don't know. I just see what happens. It's just that's just the most recent news, I suppose.
Right, on to the Freedom of Information request, which has asked for expenses claims to be let out of 14 MPs. The MPs representing a constituency outside central London can each claim up to £23,000 a year towards the cost of running their second homes.
Jeez.
They're allowed £10,000 for a new kitchen, £6,335 for a new bathroom, and £750 for a new TV or stereo.
That's essential stuff for a politician, like getting information, stuff like that.
You
need a TV and stereo.
It's called a John Lewis list, which I thought was quite appropriate.
John Lewis list.
That's what they're naming it. People are saying now that the Commons may be forced to publish the claims of all MPs by December, which I advocate.
Completely advocate. Well, this is after that. This inquest is being led by that guy whose wife spent like £1,000 on taxis last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's ridiculous. And he's like, no, I'm going to keep doing it. It's my duty. Like, it's not your duty. Duty is to stop stealing money.
But I can't believe that that is our taxes, isn't it? Going
well, I don't know. Do we pay taxes yet? I tell you what, they are our taxes, actually. Like, yeah.
We pay tax on
We pay tax on products we buy.
And VAT, yeah.
Yeah, VAT, exactly. And as it's coming soon. Taxes are coming. Depressing, even more depressing. They are coming soon. And they're going to MPs who are huge and need TVs, apparently. Mm. It's really, really depressing.
They're saying they might put their salaries even higher and then just knock off all this extra spending money they get. But still, that's just,
I don't know. I don't know. It feels like sometimes, because you don't understand government, you might think, well, it's all necessary. But that's not. But I can't see. But that seems just like too blatant a manipulation of the system.
Yeah, I think they're pretty embarrassed from the sounds of things.
Yeah, you can't pass that off as.
It's disgusting. Absolutely outraged by it.
Well, it's good that they're thinking of changing it, but as you say, you don't know how much is going to change.
Yeah.
What with the new Brown government or Cameron government? Mm-hmm. That's coming soon, isn't it? Crikey, yeah. And we're going to be allowed to vote. I keep forgetting. Keep forgetting we're legal now. Yay! Any ideas on who you're going to vote for?
No. I need to look into that a lot more, I think. How about you?
I don't know. I've like traditional kind of apathetic answer. I would say Lib Dem, but then so I really don't know. BNP probably. although I've got political news from France actually.
Really?
Are you interested in this? Good news. Another victory for England, because French students are being not so people who study France here French here, but French students are being revealed as. Not as good, quote unquote, as people expected them. France is currently between local elections and its policies have been under scrutiny. And BBC reporter Emma Jane Kirkby, excessive nameage, has been looking into a current youth employment crisis. Employers and council members have been complaining that the French education system is completely out of touch with the real world. And far too many students take soft courses like media studies in lieu of more practical subjects like science and technology. In France, it's a bit of statistication for you. In France, 65,000 people take psychology, which is a quarter of the European total.
Blimey,
yeah. And 75% of students say they want to work in the public sector because civil servants and teachers receive a high level of social protection, which is important because under the President Sarkozy, there's been a system introduced in which people under the age of 25 can be fired for no reason. Yes,
terrible.
They can be fired for no reason to encourage people to hire them to begin with because they've got an easy get out clause and to allow kind of older people, I suppose, to have more job security when they have greater responsibility. I mean, that's a kind of term which you could dispute.
But the public sector wouldn't have that, would it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, the public sector offers you social security anyway. Like my godmother's a teacher in France and you move around and it's completely social.
Do you mean
social
civil service, do you mean? Is that...
Yeah, well, working for the government. Because if you're a teacher, you're working in the government education system, which is kind of what people say are failing. So it's kind of a paradox. But, it's a bit of a... They're trying to prevent one crisis, the crisis of employment, and have kind of created another. So
being able to fire people under 25, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They've got arguments for it, but it does seem pretty ridiculous. Yeah, but the unemployment in France has been really high for the last 20 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the national average is something like 8%. Mm. It's 11% in some areas. Montpellier, I think, is 11%. Yeah. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. Yeah. So it's kind of incredible that they're allowing this to happen. Mm. I think, I don't know, I could be really harsh and say, you know, social France, maybe this is proof that you need to allow for people's personal, you know, personal needs. Mm. People aren't going to do a job they love if they don't have social security because that's equally important. So I think maybe that's been disregarded. But I'm not going to lecture. I don't know that much about it, but it seems, yeah. But there you go. I think apart from all the political issues and our fellow students being treated badly, we're winners. Are you looking at it that way? Come on, we lose everything else. We lose football and like rugby.
We beat France in the rugby, didn't we?
Did we beat France in the rugby?
In the World Cup and the Six Nations.
Oh yeah, but that was like a million years. Well, 2004 was that?
No, the World Cup was this. But was the World Cup last year or this year? And the Six Nations just happened.
Yeah, but we lost the Six Nations, didn't we?
Yeah, but we lost. I think we won to France, didn't we? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll look at sport later. Really vaguely. There we go. Friday news fulfilling all female stereotypes. Yes.
Are we going on to Bristol news?
Why not? Let's go from France
to Bristol.
Oh, the Ident. Hey, tell you what. Here we go.
Local news.
A football fan who killed a man with a snooker ball concealed in a sock has been jailed for 4 years. Martin Thorne, I think I've written, died from head injuries after being attacked in a Bristol pub by Joseph Dowman, who had mistaken him for a rival supporter. Officers said the fight was sparked when Dowman and his friends, all Bristol City fans, sprayed pepper gas at Mr. Thorne's friends, believing they were all Bristol Rovers fans. Dowman has already admitted manslaughter. So.
Oh my God. Where? What pub was that?
It doesn't say. It didn't say when I...
Oh my God. I bet it was somewhere like Antics or Elbow Rooms or something. Antics is always a bit rowdy, isn't it? No.
Isn't Elbow Room really like...
Elbow Rooms is quite posh, but they do have pool tables. I know, it could be somewhere down. We're speculating. It's incredible. Like, you haven't seen much about football violence in the news recently, but yeah.
It doesn't give, like, this hooligan.
That's still scary, especially when the attitude of some Bristol like locals to students.
Yeah.
it's going to be good when the season for flip-flops comes back in. See exactly what people are packing. Like, slap with a flip-flop is a lot better than dying of head injuries. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, that's, when did that happen?
I wouldn't know.
Recently. That's the most important thing. It's news. Yeah. And we've got more local news currently. Yeah. Current affairs. Yeah. Cornwall's got a strong case of crabs. And yeah, I'm not like... Yeah, that's not me. That's not me, Bristol. But researchers at Plymouth University have revealed that this week, after 6 months of extensive study, that Cornish sea crabs are significantly more likely to be bold or brave than their Devonian counterparts, which were described as quite shy. The marine biology experts of Plymouth University introduced the crabs to unfamiliar stimulus, no specification of what that is, and saw how long it took them to get over being startled. The researchers say that this proves that invertebrates have personalities. As individual crabs were consistently quicker to come out of their shells, and they attribute the regional differences to wave action or threat of predation, though it's an aspect they hope to look into in the future. Yeah, ambitious. Uh-huh. Ambitious, really. So, yeah, it's been a day of amazingness for England and the West Country in particular, in that our crabs are better than Plymouth crabs and our students are better than French students. There we go. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to play some music now while we go downstairs to fetch the interviewee, unless you have another story to...
No, I'm all done.
All right, sweet. Well, so we play some tunes. I'll tell you what we could do before this.
Music news.
Back in five with Blair Moat, and we're going to be talking about his new film set in Bristol. Hi, this is Burst News on a Friday, and here we are with Blair Moat, University of Bristol postgrad in studying...
Part MA Composition for Film and Television, part the MA in Film and Television Production.
Ah, so a bit of a melting pot. And yeah. You're here because you are directing a film in Bristol.
I am. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm directing a film called Bristol Girls, which the first scene that we're shooting is actually tomorrow. And we need as many female extras as possible. So basically, Amy, the story's about two girls who go to Bristol University, but they haven't got the grades to get into Bristol University, or in fact, any university. And they haven't gotten in any of them. So they wanted to go to their first choice. Mm-hmm. They run away from home. They come to Bristol. And basically, they start off living in hotels and stuff because they've got a bit of cash. But because they run away, they don't can't keep that up for very long. Mm-hmm. So they end up living in an alleyway in a tent and slowly become more and more homeless whilst at the same time trying to keep up their raw pretense and having the best fashionable clothes and being seen in the coolest places. And they do it very well for quite a long time, and then things start to go wrong. Mm-hmm. So the first scene is a dream sequence, which one of the lead characters, Tara, is basically running over a hill. Mm-hmm. And then we want as many girls as possible running after her. and it's a big visual metaphor for her being scared about going to university, especially because she's not even supposed to be there. And it's the opening to the film. So it's going to be very strange, very weird. And she's going to look very distressed, and she's going to have like bits of her clothes ripped up, and her leggings going to be all ripped and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we just need as many girls as possible tomorrow at 1:45 at Clifton Suspension Bridge is where we're meeting.
And there any, do you need to be, you know, extraordinarily beautiful or a good jogger?
Well, as long as you've got two legs and you can run at a fairly brisk pace, that's awesome.
It might be quite good to have like one person with one leg.
It might be nice. Or maybe a couple of guys in drag as well.
Oh yeah, mix up a bit.
It has been mentioned. We're also, we want people to posh themselves up a little bit as well. So whether you've got a pashmina or a body warmer, or, you know, a
gilet, I believe that's known as.
or a gilet, as the French call it. Just bring something a little bit to posh yourselves up. People are bringing UGG boots as well.
Nice.
As a possibility. Try and wear suitable clothing as well, because you'll be jogging. So some good shoes, comfy shoes as well for running over the hill.
It's exciting. And then you have the opportunity to be famous.
You do have the opportunity to be famous and be part of one of the most ambitious shoots in student film. In at least the last couple of weeks, and hopefully the last couple of decades, but I'm not going to make a claim like that. So if we could see as many girls at Clifton Suspension Bridge at 1:45, we'll walk them up to the observatory, escorting them up to the observatory, or you can just come and meet us at the observatory, which is just up from there. Just Google it, and we can see you there at 2:00.
And I believe there's a Facebook group as well.
There is a Facebook group as well. You can type in Bristol Girls Extras. And hopefully
sounds like a porn site.
It
be honest
sound like a porn site. I checked out www.bristolgirls.com and it is an escort agency. So when we do online distribution, it might have to be bristolgirlsfilm.com. And there might be some fruity investigations. But you can meet us up there at 2:00 as well.
Oh, excellent. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And
Not a problem.
Yeah, and that's 2:00 at Suspension Group tomorrow.
And it should take about an hour or something to shoot.
Oh, so bargain. So that's like nothing out of your day.
Come and be part of a very exciting film.
Get fit while you're at it.
Yeah.
A bit of exercise, morning jog, UGG boots.
And we'll be sending off to film festivals as well. So you might be in Edinburgh Film Festival. You might be in Palm Springs.
Oh, that's exciting.
Maybe Cannes. Probably not Cannes. But some of the bigger short film festivals, yeah. So get yourself on screen. Come along.
Well, I think it's one of the most exciting things about being in university, getting involved in all these kind of national affairs. Thank you very much for coming in and being interviewed by us.
No, thank you very much.
And I'm not really interviewed, just talking.
Just talking at you.
Just talking. But it's obviously very excited about your project, and I hope that other people will be too and stuff. I think the next show is here, so we should probably say goodbye. Yeah. So that was the Friday news.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, excellent weekend. Have a great half term. This is our last show for the weekend.
See you in 5 weeks.
Yeah. See you in 5 weeks. And, you know, hopefully home will be as exciting as our show has consistently been over the last two terms. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.
And
goodbye from Blair.
Bye.